Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And so Christ has brought us over with hymns of victory. Our Lord has noted in our Old Testament lesson, He's triumphed gloriously over death and the grave. Strong arm and mighty hand, He has brought you over from darkness and death. And through that Red Sea of the waters of your baptism, He has brought you to an eternal light and salvation. For this morning, this sunrise, consider what God has done and accomplished for you. See how your foes have been drowned beneath the waves within the very waters through which Christ has brought you in safety and peace. For He, the Lord, has gone into death, into the depths of the grave, into the heart of the sea, and now has risen and emerged and returned to the Father for you. He has gone into the waters of death to defeat death and to deliver you from death. He is alive forevermore to bring you to the Father, to His body, into freedom forevermore. For why are the waters red? For this is not just another cool historical miracle that happened. They are red because of what happened on Good Friday. On the tree, this unblemished lamb that bleeds for you. For there on the cross He overcame the swift horse and the fierce riders who pursued after you by laying down His life and giving you His eternal love. The waters of your baptism are truly a red sea, because within them swells the life of the Lamb. And by those waters you are saved. You are set free from every peril and danger. You are cleansed. You are holy. I'm not sure if you remember how scared you were, how sad you were, and how sure and certain you were with Pharaoh breathing down your neck, hot on your heels, that you would perish in the desert. And yet the Lord saved you, just as He has said that He would. For He alone is God, and there are no other gods. He alone is your God, and you are His Israel. You are His chosen people, with whom He has called you out of Egypt. His glory is far greater than any glory of any Pharaoh or any king or of any dictator. His arms are stronger. His word brings you salvation, and even now forever. For He is your strength, and He is your song. For when Pharaoh and his chariots and horsemen are still chasing after you in the wilderness, when day and night they threaten to overwhelm you, to capture you, to enslave them, when the old leaven of Egypt ceases and entices you to its hollowness and infiltrating your thoughts and your words and your deeds and your actions, and you fall after the world's influence and all kinds of idolatry, when you're empty and alone and afraid, so much that you turn back your heart and you wish for the flesh pots of Egypt, when you long for and you try to reclaim a life that used to be, although it was perhaps a living hell of slavery and sin and hard labor unto death, or when it seems strange to your occurrence that the Lord has taken, that your Lord has been taken away, and you don't know where they have laid Him, and you don't know where to find Him. And because you are searching for this Jesus that you have known back in Egypt, in the house of bondage, in the house of this whip, under the cross, beneath the law's hammer and justice, then, my dear friends, the crucified and risen Jesus Christ sings you over with great hymns of victory. He gently sings your name, for He knows you and He loves you dearly. God loves me dearly. He loves even me, the sinner. And so he chants and he speaks the story of salvation, which he himself has fulfilled and accomplished by his cross, passion, resurrection, and his ascension to the Father. He sings the forgiveness of sins to you. He sings daily in lifelong significance of your baptism into you. He sings the true Passover lamb, which is his body and blood, and this New Testament poured out for you. And with his song of the gospel, the Lord, who is your Passover lamb, this firstborn one, Son of God, he snatches you back from Egypt again to himself. He brings you through the waters out of bondage into freedom through repentance and the forgiveness of your sins. For in his rising from the dead, Christ himself is your new song. He not only teaches you to sing as your Rabboni, your teacher, but he sings for you and he sings with you. And he sings in you, all so that you would learn to sing him. For singing in the church is not just singing. It's not just about him, that is Christ, but you sing Christ himself. With your whole heart, and your whole mind, and your whole body, and your whole spirit, with all your words, and with all your actions, and with your whole life, you sing Christ. Now, in these days of playlists and catchy songs that you simply listen to on the radio or on your iPod or iPhone or Android phone, and the pure entertainment it seems that is so enticing, and singing is so frivolous and so uncool to sing, apparently, these days. And sadly, that is the mindset of many. But we must understand that to sing unto the Lord is the first and foremost thing his people do. His Israel, his church, on heaven, in heaven and earth, they sing. It doesn't have to be intensely productive or intensely inspiring or intensely uplifting or entertaining, because the Lord has already delivered you from your sin and your death and the power of the devil. What more could you add to his singing with your own? What more could you add to what he has accomplished and what he has produced? What more can he do than what he has already done? Really, what can you add to all that Christ has done? Nothing. But you don't need to add anything, you just need to receive. For by now, the new song of Christ, Jesus, who saved you from death and the devil, and who has risen from the grave, and in his resurrection and ascension, has brought you to heaven itself by way of this song. For whether or not you may feel like singing on a particular day or at 6 a.m. in the morning, the certainty and the substance of your song of salvation, your sonship in Christ, is and remains a gift. Singing is a gift. His cross and his resurrection is a gift. And that very gift is given to you in your mouth, in your body, in your soul, word and sacrament. And as often as he sings that song of his supper, he brings clarity and light to your darkness. Wherever confusion, doubt, and fear have reigned, he cleanses this accumulated cholesterol of sin and leaven that has leavened out your life. And day by day, and week by week, and month after month, and year after year, he makes it all brand new for you, again and again and again. For do you not know that his mercies to you are new every morning? That each day is an Easter gift? That each day is a sunrise? for sadness, depression, and other things that cause melancholy may well threaten you, to undo you. Tears may blind your eyes, and your weeping may remain for a night. But as the psalmist says, there is joy, and there is gladness, and there is feasting in the morning, at the dawn. Not only on this Easter morning, but at the dawn of each new day. For God raised Jesus from the dead through his glory, and nothing shall ever be the same again. For it has not gotten worse, it has gotten far better. Indeed, as it was said in the beginning, it is very good. So celebrate his feast in this way. Not by clinging to the flesh of Egypt, but by receiving the body and blood of Christ. Do not return to the works of darkness and malice and hatred. Do not leaven your lump with unrepentant, sinful living, or with any sort of legalism either. But bask in the gifts of Christ, whom your heavenly Father is pleased that you receive, and so in heart and mind, body and soul, you sing of the song of the Lamb. Sing his word and chant his holy name. Let your holy life sing the glory of his resurrection, for he calls each of you, one by one, his little lambs. And he sings his gospel and his mercy and his forgiveness to you, in order that he might give you his life, which he has accomplished this day. So look there in the waters of your baptism, Pharaoh, the chariots, the horsemen, all that death has chased after you with and itself has been drowned and destroyed. Death can no longer scare you, for it has been defeated. All the sin of your old Adam has been washed away. And at the Lord's table, the Passover lamb who has been slain and who has been sacrificed for you has risen from the dead, and now he sings. He sings his song of grace to you, that you might rest eternally in his Father's peace. For do you not know that Christ has brought you over with mighty hymns of salvation? For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.